And I said, I forgive you, right? I'm all about forgiveness. I'm ready to give it, but I don't want you in my life. And that was a really hard decision to make.
To the New Mamas Podcast. This podcast was created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and to talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger and photographer by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. So, New Mamas, let's do it. Let's kick off the episode and get to the good stuff.
Hey everyone, I'm back with another solo episode on the New Mamas Podcast. I just have a few things on my mind that I want to get off my chest, so I figured I would just hop on the mic, press play, and get it all out. So, today is a big day for me because I finally paid off my student loans. Woo! Doing a little happy dance. I'm 32 years old and I've been paying off my student loans for the last 10 years. $90,000 of student loan debt from Bentley University. All done. I am so happy. Man, I hustled. I have hustled hard to get rid of these student loans. And like, for example, I lived with my parents for a long time, basically until I got married. I was living in an apartment with my then boyfriend, not John, and he kind of kicked me out. And I don't know why I didn't break up with him like right then and there, but I should have. He didn't even really kick me out. Our lease was up and I saw on his phone, because his phone like lit up, and it was like his friend that said, "Yo, so excited for the new digs, bro," or something like that. Like literally that's how they talk to each other. And I was like, "What?" And I confronted my then boyfriend at the time and I was like, "So I had no part in this. Am I moving too? And we haven't like looked at places and our lease is up. I just thought we were going to renew." And then he was like, "Oh, well, I thought that you could just like go live back home with your parents and I would go live with my friend." And that sucked. Hello, Lena, why didn't you break up with him right then and there? No, I proceeded to be in that relationship for the next, I think, 2 to 3 years. Silly, silly girl in her early 20s. Anyway. It ended up being the best thing for me because I lived with my parents and that's time I will never get back. I have really fond memories of waking up every day, enjoying breakfast together before we all went to work, you know, at night, making dinner together. I would watch Brazilian soap operas with my mom, the novelas. Oh, and I remember it and it was like so good. Like I'm like thinking back to it and I'm smiling ear to ear because it was really so much fun. And of course it wasn't perfect, right? Living with anyone and then living with your parents in your 20s, especially when you're trying to date and do all these things, like it's not always the most fun, but overall 10 out of 10 would recommend. Loved living with my parents. I'm so thankful to have had that time with them. And yeah, it's just time we'll never get back. So I love it. I also worked a lot of odd jobs in my early 20s. I handed out samples at Target. I went to conventions and wore skimpy shorts. Yeah, I know. I was a booth babe. That's what they called it, I guess, back then. I didn't even know. I just thought, like, I was so naive. I was like, oh, all I have to do is like stand there in shorts and a tank top and like hand out these flyers. That's easy. $500, done, right? I had no idea. I was kind of sacrificing like my self-worth a little bit in doing that, but I was just so focused on making money to pay off my student loans that I would do anything. And I had a corporate job. I had a corporate job. And I remember I used to work my corporate job by day, and then at night, I used to hostess at a restaurant with my friend. And that was so much fun. Even though I was literally working like 12-hour days, I think even more at that point, because sometimes we would close the restaurant. Yeah, I was working way longer than 12 hours now that I think about it. But it was fun because, I don't know, I was just on this like mission and I had a boyfriend that paid no attention to me. So I was basically single. And yeah, it was a good time. Lots of fun memories, hustling hard and paying off my student loans. And then, of course, I was still able to have fun. I still traveled, especially in later in my career, my mid-20s, when I started to make more money. I felt like I could go and travel a little bit more. And then now fast forward to today, 32, I finally looked at the account and I was like, you know what? I should really just pay this off, even though it kind of hurt a little bit seeing that like big chunk of money disappear from my savings account. I thought, well, I'll be paying more in the long run, the longer this sits. So just do it. And I did. And it feels good. It feels like a weight has been lifted for sure. The second thing that's been on my mind is that I really miss breastfeeding. I know this sounds so weird because breastfeeding was so hard. I mean, it was hard and not hard. It wasn't hard because Archie was a great latcher. He was really easy. He loved to sleep on the boob. He was actually like pretty easy, but breastfeeding was hard because it felt like it just took up so much time. So especially in those beginning stages, I lived on the couch watching all sorts of shows. I remember I lusted over Selling Sunset, like trashy TV for whatever reason, like filled me with so much joy because I just needed something brainless when I was going through the newborn stage. We always did the bottle. I never exclusively breastfed. He always took some formula in some shape or form. Because I had trouble pumping. I wasn't a good pumper. And looking back, I feel like there were a lot of things I could have done to be a better pumper. You know, you probably heard my last episode. I was already dealing with so much that trying to unlock the enigma that was breastfeeding and supply just wasn't in the cards for me this time around. So maybe baby number two, I'll pump better and maybe I can breastfeed for longer. Archie's 8 months and he is completely weaned. It's sad. I miss the closeness, like the snuggle. Like at the end of the night, my favorite thing that I hold on to is that at the end of the night, after his bath, when he's in his pajamas, we lay down together and he just like snuggles up and opens his mouth and nurses. And it feels so nice. And I draw up my knees to my chest and that I'm almost like cocooning him with my body. And it just feels like our bodies are one. And that feeling is just so good. And I'm so sad. Like I miss him. Like that's what I'm always like, I miss you. Even though he's sitting right there in front of me with his like goofy little smile and everything. I look at him and I'm like, I miss you. I wonder, is anyone listening? Like, have you had that experience when you stop breastfeeding? Like you just feel like this weird empty void. My friend Fallon also told me that like tons of hormones happen to you when you stop breastfeeding. So I'm sure I'm feeling a little bit of that. And I feel like my emotions have been a little bit up and down lately, even though I've generally have felt really good. I still find these moments where I feel kind of sad and I don't know why. And I think it's just that hormonal imbalance right now because we stopped breastfeeding. And then the other thing that's been on my mind that I've been trying to have more intention towards is protecting my peace. And that comes out in certain and different forms. So one thing that I'm doing to protect my peace, my inner peace, is just being less distracted and having more intention around how I spend my time. So social media, Instagram, it's like a loaded, I feel like when I say the word Instagram, it feels just so loaded to me because you know, I have this community on Instagram that I'd nurtured, that I have nurtured for years, and I work with brands and I'm meeting new people constantly, and it's wonderful and beautiful and I love it. But sometimes it can be really exhausting. I always have a lot of DMs that go unanswered and I always feel really bad about it. And then also I find myself comparing myself. I find myself comparing to like my chapter one to other people's chapter 50, right? And they always say that, like, don't compare yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy. And that is so true. And when I'm comparing, it's not that I'm comparing in like a jealous way. It's more so I ask myself, will I ever get there? Will that ever be me? Do I want it bad enough? Am I making the right choices? Am I investing in the right places and using my time wisely? It's just all these questions that I ask myself. Like, it becomes this form of, I beat myself down. And it has nothing to do with that other person. It really has everything to do with me and how I'm reacting to, like, I'm like, man, they look like they have it all together and I'm a hot, hot mess. So I don't know. It's just stuff like that. And then the other thing that I have also been thinking about lately is that, you know, recently now it's been about 2 months. I guess that's recent enough, but it's still recent enough where it's taking up some brain space. Someone that has been in and out of my life that I was really close with, really, really close with, like they were my sibling growing up. Not actually my sibling, but you could almost call it that. A couple of years ago, they made the choice to just disappear from my life. And it was based off of a disagreement, a very like minor disagreement on something. And they just left. And it hurt because that person was supposed to be in my wedding. They were someone that was very special to me, that I held dear, that I looked up to. And it hurt. And it broke my heart. It devastated me. For years, I've been mourning the loss of this person. Even though they were still alive, they just weren't alive in my life. And then recently, this person felt lonely because of COVID and the pandemic, and they reached out. And they reached out under really a phase of, you know, I've got nothing else going on, and all of my friends are married and all this stuff, and I am asking you for your forgiveness. And I said, I forgive you, right? I'm all about forgiveness. I'm ready to give it, but I don't want you in my life. And that was a really hard decision to make because I'm the type of person, I'm a people pleaser. And I covered that in one of the episodes that hasn't gone live yet. It was an episode on boundary setting, which I'm really excited for it to go live because it's such a good conversation. But I'm a people pleaser. I let people in and I often let people walk all over me. I know it. It's something that I know for a fact. It's something that happens often. And I almost feel like I just like can't help myself sometimes. But this time, I think because also the existence of my son, like this would have involved my family. It wasn't just me anymore. I decided to say no. And that was a really big decision. And I feel at peace with it. And I almost feel guilty for feeling at peace. Like, I don't know if anyone listening has ever made a decision that feels like the right decision. And you know it is the right decision for you and your family, but you can't help but feel guilty about it in some way. And that's how I feel. I feel guilty for being happy about closing the door on this person, trying to come back in after 5 years. And in those 5 years, what I explained was I mourned you. I was hurt over you and I have healed. And to rip that wound back open is just not something I want to do right now. And it's true. Like, you know, things are going well for me. Like, I've just like gone through this monumental life shift of getting married, moving overseas, coming home, buying a house, having a baby. I'm a totally different person than I was 5 years ago. It's just the truth. And I just want to protect my peace and continue to grow in this positive trajectory and surround myself with people who have stuck with me, right? If time is limited, I want to give time to the people who have been there for me and with me, thick or thin. And some of those are new relationships. I've formed some new relationships with people, for example, like our friends Alex and Sven in Thailand. Those are new friends of ours. We've only known them for maybe 2 years or so, but we feel so close to them. And I feel so close to them. They feel like my family, you know? It's just, it's so interesting how, just how life goes, right? And the decisions you make and how you look back and you're like, you know, 5 years ago, I probably would have let you back in. And I probably would have, you know, gone through, who knows what I would have gone through. But 5 years ago, my decision is different. But now that I am 32 and matured and changed and grown, I just want to make a different decision that's almost unlike me. But it's good. It's a good change. And I feel kind of proud for making that decision too, because it almost feels like I'm finally valuing myself, because I have let this person back in multiple times and each time they have hurt me. So it feels nice to almost feel like, ah, I'm not going to get hurt anymore. You know, like I don't have to like have that subconscious weight of, oh my gosh, one day this person's going to hurt me and I'm just waiting for it. Like, I don't know if anyone listening has had that experience too, where they've been hurt multiple times by someone that they love and trust in their life. And even though that person seems like they're in it for the long haul or whatever it might be, they just turn around and hurt you. And you're like, yep, all right, well, you proved me right, I guess. Like, you just want to be proved wrong desperately, but it doesn't happen. But anyway, I feel like that was more like a therapy session than it was a solo podcast episode, but it's just been on my mind and I wanted to share it with you because I know I'm not the only one that goes through things like this, and I know it helps to hear it. Part of what I like to do is just be really open and honest about what's going on in my life. So thank you. Thank you for holding this space for me. Thank you for listening if you've made it this far. And yeah, this was a little bonus episode. It wasn't planned or anything, but I just felt inspired because, I don't know, you just get this like wave of inspiration and you're like, you know, I think I want to record because I feel like talking and I want to get things off my chest. And I think that this could be really positive for me and for my listeners. So I just want to say thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Whoa, that was like so quiet. Let me try that again. All right. Thanks for listening and stay tuned next week for the next episode. How was that? Was that better? All right. Bye, everyone.
For joining us this week on the New Mamas Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Have a friend that would like this podcast? Share the love. Stay in touch. Definitely give us a follow on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast. I'd also love to continue the conversation with you on my personal account, so let's be friends. Slide into my DMs at Lena Forrestal. Finally, be sure to check out my blog at lenaforrestal.com for all things motherhood, homesteading, and recipes that both you and baby will love. Thanks again, and stay tuned for next week's episode.